Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the wine as the Wichita. Look like rain, and if it snows, that stretch down south will never stand the strain. Girl, I need you more than motion, and I want you for time, and the Wichita.
Theme.
actually, that wasn't the Possum Hour theme. Possum Hour theme was Lost. Oh, the humanity. That's a good one, anyway. Gotta love the, police squad. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the last-minute proud makers of little clingy things and stuff that squeaks. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest. To the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour. You're listening to us now. Diddy Mow, Diddy Mow. During the week, well, not for a while, but he'll be back. He sent the check. It's Ben J. Grimm with Clobbering Time. Don't miss it. And Fridays, it's Friday Night Possum, but I don't think so this week. I actually have a job on a Friday in January. Let me see. It might be during the day, though. We'll be game on. All right, I'll be home by then. Boo. It's like anybody gives a fucking rat's ass. Well, think about this for a second. Think about it hard. Oh, yeah. The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Раньше я думала, что профессиональный уход можно получить только в салоне. Olay представляет новый Total Effect 7. Эффект 7 антивозрастных уходов для борьбы со всеми семью признаками возрастных изменений кожи. 84% дерматологов для ухода рекомендуют Olay. Olay Total Effect 7. Olay, твоя кожа любима.
Мизин для желудка незаменим. А также мизин в большой упаковке для всей семьи.
Если звезды появляются, значит это кому-нибудь нужно. Тысячи человек купили эту стиральную машину, и теперь вы можете купить ее по суперцене. Стиральная машина Samsung с керамическим нагревателем за 9990 рублей. Только в М-Видео. Звезды продаж по суперценам. Мы сделали звезды доступными.
Как успокоить чувствительную кожу после бритья? Миллионы мужчин знают ответ. Бальзам после бритья Nivea Foment. Брейтесь каждый день, не опасаясь раздражения. Номер один в России. То, что хотят мужчины.
Теперь ковер чист.
Да, there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Да, this is Vlad. I live in Matchbox. In corner of Kremlin.
It's Vlad the Answer Man. Welcome, comrade.
Greetings, misled capitalist dogs.
Do you have tonight's answer, sir?
Da. Tonight's answer, cotton candy hat. Mushroom toad. Russian agent.
I think I know this one. But go right ahead, sir. What's the goddamn question?
Question is, describe puppet president.
Yes.
Oh boy. Boy, oh boy, we fucked you guys so hard. Well, do svidaniya, tovarich.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Hey, Rocky.
Does Rocky have something?
have something up his sleeve?
Up my sleeve? Up my sleeve? Hey, Rocky! Hey, Rocky! Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat!
Again?
Up my sleeve? Up my sleeve? Hey, Rocky! Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat! Up my sleeve? Up my sleeve?
About it. I gotta get to the hat.
Well, when we left that story last time, things were in terrible shape. Some of the nation's smartest geniuses were turning into complete idiots. It was all the fault of a mean little man from a mean little country.
Go on, say the name. Boris, say the name. Boris, say the name.
I could use the publicity.
This isn't the end.
No, but it won't be long now.
Oh, good heavens.
Yes, armed with a weapon which fired clouds of a strange substance called goof gas, Boris was lowering the nation's IQ in a hurry. In desperation, the government sent for Paul Winkle J. Moose.
You cold?
Yeah, here's a letter for you, Paul Winkle.
Wowie!
Now, at this very moment, our heroes are hot on Boris's trail.
Just wait, Paul Winkle.
Little realizing that Boris is really lying in wait for them. So as our heroes rounded the corner...
It's like a beautiful dream, Ron. Ron? Ron? I shall now be sick.
Who cares?
Rocky, baby. Speak to me.
Sure, who are you?
Who am I?
The effect on Rocky was immediate.
Tell me about the rabbit, George.
But the effect on Bullwinkle.
Didn't bother me much, did it?
See?
Why didn't goof gas affect Moose?
Because goof gas affects the brain.
And?
No brain. No effect. No brain. No effect. No brain. No brain. No brain. No effect.
Hey, Rocky. Hey, Rocky. Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Standing room only. Or rock and roll. You possum puss, get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Hey! Alright!
They loved that last one, didn't they?
Beauty.
There you go.
I got a meeting out of our hands already, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I was just looking at Beth Ann's scarf. It's a very nice scarf. I like the color. Good job, Beth Ann.
It's a very interesting color. I like the color.
Isn't it though? Yeah.
That would go well like in the Possum Lounge over here, man.
It would. That's a Donnie Osmond color. It would go with his socks. Go to Donny Osmond's car.
Delicious. So how was your weekend, sir?
It was swell.
Cool, man.
That's about it.
Do you have any weather problems or anything like that?
Not at all. I mean, we got some snow and it was gone as soon as it hit. No biggie.
Meteorologists
are full of shit.
Well, I was lucky enough to draw the top card and got to drive on the outer belt right in the eye of the hurricane storm, whatever the fuck it was.
That was
fun, boy. I was ready for a sketch when I got home. Dad.
This is on the way home, yeah?
Well, no, both ways. And then on the way...
Oh, both ways.
On the way up. Okay. I don't know whether the... I cleaned the damn blade off three times. You know, of course, the passenger side blade's clean and nice. You can see right through that.
Yeah, of course.
Driver's side, no. It's not making contact with the glass. So I'm seeing like... So it's snowing, there's, roads aren't cleared, and I can't see out the window. It's a recipe for disaster, but I made it home, so.
Good, good to hear that.
Times.
So, you know, I would hate to see that. You get the okay that, you know, you don't have any cancer, and then there you go, you end up.
Then you get dropped dead in a car accident.
Uh-huh.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Beauty.
Yeah.
I love the irony. The irony. Uh-huh. We'll talk about irony here. But, geez, we're burning. We're already burning daylight over here. What is this?
Oh, all right. It's that bad.
It was a longie, man. Well, I put this show together last night. I was pretty fucked up.
Hammers?
I'll be honest. So who knows? Who knows, right? But I did continue our quest to blow up Helen Reddy completely.
All right, there you go. Finish her off.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if this will do it. But, you know, it'll be a step in the right direction. Yeah. Remember this
I'm
one?
I'm watching Jay Russell titties.
Wow. What a rack. That's a 24-hour brush your heart bra. Yeah. Oh, that's the famous Howard Hughes with the Magoos.
Yeah. Hughes got in trouble for the titties.
Here we go. Helen Reddy, no way to treat a lady. Remember that one? That ain't no way to treat. Oh, yeah. Well, not so much anymore.
Shame to put dynamite to it.
Hey, how do you spell Garage? With a G or a J? With a G, you idiot. G-A-R-A-J. Fine speller you turned out to be. G-A-R-A-J. Don't you know there's an E on the end of it? You just made that up. Go on.
I guess it was yourself you were involved with. I would have sworn it was me.
Suck my dick! Or cock!
I might have found out sooner if you'd only let me close enough to see.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck your ass!
That ain't no way to treat a lady. No way to treat your baby. That ain't no way to treat a lady, no
shit, fucking fuck
the
you in the ass,
fucking
god damn it.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Play me that syncopating cakewalking music. Play me that aggravating cakewalking tune again. Me and my captivating sweet syncopating lady plan off tonight to make some cakewalking news. Dancing till morning in our cakewalking shoes. Line way out.
kind of good Lord will you?
Morath there.
Yeah,
good. King of the ragtime in the 1960s.
Not in the
ragtime. Yeah, long after the ragtime was over.
This cakewalk must have been pretty popular. There's several songs about it.
A lot of songs about cakewalking. Well, you know.
Yeah.
We know cake personally.
Uh-huh.
So... What a,
that
man, this has been a very disjointed show so far, sir.
There you go.
Like that. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. All right. Let's
do
the roll call.
Roll call.
Can't get in the lounge?
Hey, well, you see, I still got to type on the screen. Pain in the ass fucking shit. That's why I don't talk that much in the lounge. And every now and again, I get a line across the screen and I can't type anything. So I got to recharge, you know, reboot the whole fuck. It's some shit. It's some shit.
It's the age of communication of the key, you know.
Yeah.
I was just talking to my buddy yesterday. He says, yeah, I missed 4 gigs because they went to my spam, you know. Like, yeah, what the fuck good is all this fucking technology if we're still missing the fucking messages? Pieces of shit. And then,
right.
I kept getting, here's something funny, though. This is how dumb I am. You know, I felt like a real stooge. I'll share it with you. You can laugh at me and mock me for my dopiness. This is one of those self-effacing humor stories. So I've been getting these calls. 6 a day. This is the Google listing. Your Google listing is fucked up.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You know,
I get that at work.
Okay. So, I'm finally like, Jesus, I know when it's them. Because it's my area code, and then it's a 412, and then a different ending number. But I finally got on there. I said, dude, listen. Will you quit calling me? You call me 6 times a day. It's getting annoying. I've been doing this for months. He goes, blah, 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 blah. I said, dude, I'm not giving you any money. Yes. Well, your business is listed as permanently closed. I go, well, then that's a lie. Get the fuck out of here.
It is.
Get away from me. I'm going away. So, hang on. Later on, I'm curious. I get on there. It says, my business is permanently closed. So I signed in. I signed in. I fixed up my Google, and then Doofus there, the MAGA guy, he put a fraudulent review on there. So I got to get that taken down. Yeah, he's probably the one that marked it permanently closed. You know, thought that was cool, but man, what a dildo.
Can you get that taken down? I guess you can. Yeah.
I reported it to him, and then I put a comment on there that this is a fraudulent and, I don't know, whatever. I used another 25-cent word to say nasty comment, and it's been reported. I don't want to go into details, like, well, the deputy sheriff was involved, and... because I didn't answer his email properly. Who's that happened to, man? Jesus God Almighty. People, stay off the internet as much as possible. There's a bunch of bullshit out there, and it's just going to fucking fuck your brain up, man. I swear to God. especially if you're gullible. If you know you're well, people that are gullible don't know they're gullible. Yeah. Jesus Christ, though. The gullible just get eaten alive on there. They believe, jeez.
How are we gonna do?
If it sounds made up, it's fucking probably made up. Unless it has
there
Trump in
go.
It. Sorry, just the baby angel went. But, all right. Here we go. There they are, the Possum Lounge. Beth Ann San is here once again, honoring and gracing us with her beautiful presence.
Beth Ann San. Becky Pook.
Welcome.
Becky Pook.
Welcome. I hope your world is revolving in the right direction.
That's so poetic.
Oh, you know that Beth Ann San, I know she's like, you know, she's been in the dating throes and shit, you know, the stuff. And it's all, you know, it's a drama, it's a thing, you know, it's crazy weirdness. That's why I don't do it anymore. But you know that thing where they say, like, if you quit looking, then you'll find the person you're meant to be with, right? Not true. They just made that.
It's not.
Nah, because I haven't been looking for like 10 years. I know. Me too. Like 10 years. I'm very, very bachelor right now. So
uh-huh.
Yeah, that's horseshit. So if you want to find somebody, don't quit.
That's right.
All right. We're bringing it,
boys.
Oh, I'm kidding. Beth Ann San, you know we love you, baby.
Dear.
We know we
love
you. Love you. And bring it up, boys. But snoozing. Don't put his hand in the. This is not the grotto.
Yes.
Don't put his hand in the warm water or sharpie his face. Because, you know.
Yes. No, no.
Won't be able to snooze.
Boys face.
No. You want to snooze with ease in the Possum Lounge, man. Take a nap.
That's right.
I don't give a fuck. Knock yourself out, baby.
Right.
Do what feels good, man. That's what I say.
I would say right. Don't teabag them, but I'm the only guy in the lounge, so I'm not doing that.
Well, you got to bring that. Well, you got to bring that kind of stuff up. Gosh damn. Darn it.
Ain't that the truth?
You can't take you anywhere. Didn't you come out of your shell, man? You really turn into an asshole. Do you know that?
it's the kratom. I claim the kratom. It's just evil, man. It's evil.
I like it. I like it a lot. All right. All right. There she is, Dr. Cake. Thank goodness. I hope the tests go well and, you know, your toenails don't fall off and all that good stuff.
Ooh,
man, my little sister got the kidney problems, man. That shit, that don't fuck around, man. If I had to give her one of my kidneys, I'd probably have to quit drinking beer. Oh, my God.
You'd be down to one.
Yeah. You can't drink beer with just one kidney.
Yeah,
that's rough. But I'd
watch
do it.
You gotta watch it.
Jesus.
You don't have a spare.
Jesus, sweetie. Well, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Oh, yeah. And there she is.
Magic.
He was first in the Possum Lounge tonight.
Look who's up top now.
I still haven't come up with a new slogan for her.
Sweet.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. Magic C's here. So are you. And president's wandering around the halls of the understaffed White House saying, Lulu! Lulu! You see that today?
Yeah.
You see that today? They got the Clemson football team comes over.
Okay.
And the wait staff in the White House is like out to lunch, right? It's shutdown, right? They cut back on the staff. So the big guy is going to spring for chow, for dinner, for the boys. Got McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King's, and Domino's Pizza sent in. What a class act. He's definitely
and
not.
I bet he kept all the toys from the Happy Meal. That's what I bet.
Definitely not the tacky
mine.
President.
I'm president. This is mine.
You can't make that shit up, man. God, Big Macs.
I love to see how this is going down in the history books, man. All this shit.
Well, I think shit's going to hit the fan next month because that's when Dick Tracy's report comes out, man.
Yep.
Shit's going to hit the fan. He's going to be joining John Gotti.
I've been waiting this long.
Jeez. And I want to see that Pete tape. Swear to God.
Yeah,
I don't see a Pete tape.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to pay.
I'm
now, we've been joined by Aperture
Sal. Let's see the Pete tape.
Exactly. I want to see some urine. Little wrinkles.
Some Russian urine.
Trickle. Fucking Russian urine, man.
The orange face. Yeah. I'm getting my color wheel out. I'm trying to figure out what urine will look like against the orange face.
Oh, man. It's gonna be Looney Tunes, man, coming up soon. I swear to God, it's next month. Mueller says it's coming. It's coming down.
So drive carefully, Decker. You don't want to miss that. Get that.
The crazy. Exactly.
You don't want to dive through this one.
Got the heater fixed finally, and then the wiper blade goes. What the hell? Oh, everybody.
Now it's like walking out of a good movie.
Yeah, exactly. Where are we at? Okay, Apple Cheeks Alice, which is great. Look at that cake. You're like fourth, man. Is that cool? She's like even in the lower half tonight.
Yeah. Cake's getting lower down. But she likes her. That's good. That's a layer cake.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
And finally, we have Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister of finance, owned the park.
Two kind.
Cigar guy. Got any cigar suggestions?
Yeah, I'm just smoking a Padron right now. You can't go wrong with a Padron. Padron 2000.
Is it Patron or Padron?
It's Puff. Drone. Padron. I write it down.
Padron.
See that? I can't work my R's.
It's a big brown dick looking cigar, right?
Yep. Terry looking.
Padron.
Padron. Padron 2000. The Lewinsky style
right.
cigar. She was
you
a good
suck
cigar
on that.
Holder.
And
suck on that.
Cigar me now. I don't know anymore, man. I'm losing it. But there they are. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
What the fuck, man?
What?
I must have mislabeled a bunch of shit. All right, here we go.
Of course, did you ever hear of the man of the animal, sorry, who likes bananas? Of course, his name is the orangutan. And I'd like you to meet him now. I am called orangutan. By my tail I love to hang. Like the monkeys in the trees, I swing and sway with the best of ease. is inside. You too can be big and strong, have good health your whole life long. Just get proper exercise and lots of sleep and you'll be wise. I am called Urangutan, by my tail I love to hang. Like the monkeys in the trees, I swing and sway with the best of ease. Eat bananas all day long, that's just why I'm big and strong. Coconut, I open wide to get the milk that is inside. You too can be big and strong, have good health your whole life long. Just get lots of exercise and lots of sleep, and you'll be wise.
Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't come much better than that, man. Doesn't come much better.
Well, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
That was so cool when he did that. That was so cool.
Uh-huh.
What a show. Showbiz great.
He's a
James
cool
Drury, ladies and gentlemen. He's a cool guy. But don't touch his fucking gun without permission.
Oh, jeez.
Telling you that right now. I didn't touch his gun. I know better than to touch the Virginian's gun without permission, bub.
Oh, Jesus.
I wasn't born yesterday. Some guy that was born yesterday touched his gun. Oh, boy, he got it. Got it good. The Virginian?
Well, yeah.
Strange Jury?
On different TV shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jim Curry, yeah.
Plays a lot of bad guys.
Yeah.
Seems to.
He's a good bad guy.
Nice guy. He's a nice yeah. Fella, man. Just don't talk politics. That was the only,
nope.
That's the only thing. His representative said, just don't talk politics. And I'm thinking, oh, right winger. I got you.
Yeah. Okay. See, that you can forgive him, though.
Ah, he's fucking 80 years old, man. You know,
yeah.
It's all forgiven. Clean, you know, get the fuck, do whatever the fuck you want. Vote however
it's
you want.
It's like old people on the porch. It's like old people politics.
Oh, man. Talk about old people.
Blow everyone up.
I'm at the damn supermarket today, and I'm going out, and I don't know if your supermarket has the same thing, but they got a newsstand of free newspapers. Crap, you know, local shopper papers, advertisers, whatnot. And I actually picked up a copy of the Senior Times.
Yeah.
I went, oh my God, I'm actually going to pick up a copy of the Senior Times. I had a picture of Rodney Dangerfield on the cover. I couldn't resist. But still, I picked up a copy of the Senior fucking Times, man.
All right.
Sheesh.
There you go. Does it have a centerfold?
I'm going to go down and reserve a casket for my fucking ass, man. Old motherfucker. Old damn fucker.
All right.
That's cool. But it's, you know, you think about it, the kids probably don't know who the hell Rodney is.
No.
You know, that's old guy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, the funny.
I was watching a movie where our girl, Katie McCucci, said to Chevy Chase that she never heard who Shecky Green was if it wasn't for him. It's some stupid movie about Chevy Chase and Richard Dreyfuss are like old-time comics and they're trying to make a comeback or something. It's like... rip off of the Sunshine Boys type thing.
Yeah. I never heard of Chevy Chase, though.
Yeah, who is Chevy Chase?
I don't know. I got nothing on that.
Huh. Other than a fucking
cheddar fresh. Cheese. Cheddar cheese. Yeah, I know. I pretty much from the get-go, he's come across like a dick to me, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, he left Saturday Night Live after one season or a season and a half.
Thank God he did, man. That brought in Bill
Murray.
And
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, like, get the fuck out of here. And the guy replaces him as fucking, like, 8 zillion times more talented and funny.
He's a real prick. The people in the TV show he was on complained about him, that Community.
Yeah, they kicked him off of there, didn't they?
Yeah.
Kicked him off.
Yeah, he's a dick. That's a shame, because he was funny as hell. Some of his early movies are great.
Yeah, you got the Vacation movie there. That's a goodie.
Yeah.
Top. Oh, sorry. The country's closed.
Yeah.
Yeesh. Yeah. So that's the irony. I want to mention the irony before we get to the 3 minutes. The irony. It's so great. And you might have heard this before, but it just hit me. Like, boy, this is like, these are the times we're living in. So the president has shut down the government so that we will build a wall across our southern border, okay, to protect us from all kind of evils, right? And terrorism, big drugs, terrorism. So the thing is, statistically, all the terrorists they catch come in through the airports on a plane, see?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And now that the government shut down the TSA agents aren't getting paid and they're not showing up for work. So I don't know. Doesn't that just have like an ironic tinge to it? Like
that it does. That it does.
You're making the country less secure, dude. Again, when asked to comment, he said, "Alulu, alulu."
I just watched a documentary on him about how all the religious freaks who got him in the office.
Oh my God, what's that about?
It's called A Guy We Trump, and
wow,
it's really
that shit. Kooky, nutty, cuckoo.
Uh-huh. It's at 81%.
My older sister, the one that turned Catholic, loves him. And told me he's got the dang, his IQ is in the one scintilla percentile of brains. The greatest brain ever.
Huh?
What the fuck, man? What kind of Kool-Aid did they serve these folks, man?
Uh-huh.
God, he's fucking dildo.
He's the greatest genius since Wile E. Coyote. Dare I say.
You don't know a dildo from a dildo over here. What the fuck? This is getting stupid. It's going to be fun, though. It's going to be amazing. Shit's going to hit the fan soon, kids. Maybe pee-pee tape. No promises. You know. Alright. Well, it's time for 3 minutes you'll never get back. That's all I gotta say about that, man. It's 3 minutes you'll never get back. A gullaboo! I'm a gullaboo. Hey, Ted. 3 minutes you'll never get back.
Sinners, repent and mend your ways. There are sinners out there, pot smokers, drinkers. There are wild women out there.
Yeah, and if I catch one,
there's a sinner.
Where?
You, sir. I want everybody to gaze on them.
Gaze on them.
A smoker.
A smoker.
A drinker.
A drinker. I can't wait for the third one.
I know it is going through that poor man.
I used to be a sinner.
Up your mind.
poor misguided man, do you realize you're before a preacher that I saved poor people like you from going astray every day of my life?
Is that right?
That's right.
Do you save bad girls?
Certainly do.
Well, save me two for Thursday, will you? How about four for Friday? I'll take six Saturdays. I don't want any Sunday. I gotta watch the wild world of sports.
Look at him puffing on that marijuana. Don't smoke that marijuana. Don't drink that wine. Don't fool with honky-tonk women, or you will find all of your good intentions turn into dust, and what you took for gold turn into rust. Marijuana, wild women, and sweet apple wine, they will abuse your body and mess up your mind. Marijuana, wild women, and sweet apple wine, they will abuse your body and mess up your mind.
Hey, sing Rhinestone Cowboy.
You poor sinner, you're drunk.
Drunk? Are you kidding? I've never been drunk a day in my life. Oh, I may have been overserved, but I've never been drunk. Besides, I'm a doctor.
A what, sir?
A brain surgeon. I just came to the hospital a little while ago. Operated on a man for his appendectomy. And being a brain surgeon, I had a long way to go, I tell you. I drilled through the cranium, bypassed the nasal passages, clipped the vocal cords, did a vasectomy, and rotor-rooter the rest.
Get your hand off my shoulder.
Listen, give up this preaching thing.
Give it up.
Oh, you can be a great singer.
A singer?
What? You can be like Glenn Campbell.
Do you really think so?
Oh, I'm positive. I'm telling you. Sing Rhinestone Cowboy.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Get a little higher. That's all.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
You're getting it. You're getting it.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Learn the words. You'll be all right.
I think I'm getting it now.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
I'm on the highway to hell.
Okay, I missed that one by a mile. Ted wants to say hello. Say hello, Ted. You say hello, Ted? Oh, now he's like, what? I don't make any sounds at all. Come on. Say hello.
No, he's bashful.
You wanted to say hello, and then I give you the chance, and you clam up. Shoot. Oh, here he goes.
McDonald's French fries.
That gets them going.
Yeah. You know what they had at the White House today?
What's that? What'd they have?
McDonald's French fries.
You know, this guy is supposed to be a fucking billionaire. He's springing for dinner, buys fucking Big Macs. Suck my dick, motherfucker. I want some Chateaubriand or some fucking shit, man. You fucking millionaire.
That's what he was. He ordered what he got.
He got his favorite. He got his favorite. Fuck what a fucking...
It's like, what do you want for your birthday to a 10-year-old? McDonald's.
He's springing for din-din. Shit. No White Castle? Jeez.
Are they fucking sliders? Oh, yeah. proud to be.
How about some of them Bobo steaks, man? Weren't they supposed to be the best in the world?
Yeah,
how about some of them motherfuckers, man? I get fucking Domino's pizza too. Then we got some Domino's beauty.
Yeah.
Sparing no expense, you prick.
Yeah. Skyline chili.
All right. No Skyline chili. All right. That's ridiculous. All right. Now, this is the headline that I kept seeing over and over and over again, so we'll share it with you now. A woman was banned from Walmart after driving a cart, drinking wine from a Pringles can. Driving a cart around, you know, the little electric carts.
I actually like to drink the wine out of the Pringles can.
Yeah, why would you pour it into the Pringles can? That's the question I have on that. Salty, whatever.
Oh, what you need?
Maybe she had wine
in
a box and didn't have a glass.
Any container to pour it in.
Oh. The police were notified, and she was told that she's not allowed back in the Walmart, man. So I don't know where she's going to get her box of wine next week. But wish her good luck, Northern Texas woman.
Yeah.
Wichita Falls.
That's a chick I want to meet.
They don't give her name, but I'd give it to you so you could call her if you wanted, but I don't. Yeah. Anyway, that was the big story of the
wrong
week.
Girls just want to have fun.
Redneck margarita, boy. Redneck margarita. I guess they have salt. Yeah, they have salt. Margarita.
Yeah.
Pringles are fucked up, man. I can't stand them. They're like eating chunks of press board or something, man.
Potato chips are not supposed to be uniform.
No. No, I like greasy,
taking her own
misshapen potato chips. Yes.
Yeah. How are you gonna get a shape of Jesus Christ in a potato chip out of a fucking Pringles can?
You ain't finding Jesus in a Pringles can, bro.
No matter how much wine you put, you're not gonna find a Jesus in a Pringles can. If you take anything away from tonight's show, that's it, baby.
We're changing the world tonight, man. You realize?
That's right.
Uh-huh. We're moving mountains here in this possum. Hey, Shemp. What? What do you fucking want, man? I got nothing else. You won't bark. You sit there and whine. That's uncool, dude.
He barked for the 3 minutes.
All right. This is a good one. And you know this shit. I mean, if you didn't know this already, then, you know. PepsiCo finally comes clean and admits the truth about their bottled water. Comes out of a tap, filtered tap water.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big shock.
They've been calling that out for the longest time. Yeah.
I know. I guess they, you know, they get pictures of.
Yeah, everywhere. Where they tell you what brook it comes from or what mountainside it comes from. That's all bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one years ago, I think it was revealed, it was like Detroit. It was like, you know, they specified Detroit tap water, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
You know, just my luck, it'll be Flint. Yeah, it'll be Flint tap water, you know?
Yeah.
That's the creepy fucking sad part about that is you're going to have a whole generation of kids with developmental problems, man. You know, dumb, you know...
Yeah.
Shit, lead, it's not good for your brain.
No.
I hear.
Oh,
boy. So, anyway, PepsiCo, thanks. Tip of the hat to PepsiCo for coming clean and admitting that they're just selling you tap water in a bottle. Yeah.
Had to be some pressure.
Fuckers. Oh, this is weird. Now, I got the Roku TV, but this says, because I've always, you know, I've been saying that for a couple of years now. When I was a kid, my mom, you know, a single mom, she's
you know, she put out for the big the TV, you know, color TV, sure. Brand new TV. It's like $350, you know,
yeah.
Back in the 1970s. And it was only, I don't know, 23 inches, maybe 21, I don't know. Wasn't that big.
That was big back then.
That was big. Wasn't huge,
yeah.
But it was big. But that was a lot of money,
console,
too.
Was it?
Yeah. No, no. You could move it around. But that's a lot of money back in the 70s, you know. And now you get the same you know, you get a 85,000-inch TV for $350.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $350 ain't $350 anymore. You know, that's chicken feed.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
and
this
don't need,
article.
You don't need help bringing it in your fucking ass now, either.
Well,
remember those
that's
days?
Debatable.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I don't know. That's putting that 43-incher together, I could have probably used another hand, man. That thing was huge.
Yeah.
But anyways, they're saying that the simple reason why your new smart TV was so affordable, all right? And they're saying it's because it's collecting and selling your data.
Ooh.
Ooh, they got the Roku on there, too. Oh, fuck, man. They're going to find out I watch Gunsmoke.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, I'm busted, man.
What did
hey,
say there's a camera.
Damn glad I didn't set up any porn on that fucker, man. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Isn't it television watching you? Remember when
apparently.
You talked about that? Yeah.
Apparently.
I wanted to get the Wendy's
channel.
Yeah.
We was rich. Well, he says we was rich, $350 TV. I bet she paid on that motherfucker for the next 5 years.
Yep.
Beth Ann Sands says she loves a Roku. Roku fucking rocks, man. It is great.
I like Amazon. Amazon has
you
a
like
new
the
channel
Amazon?
Now. We have IMBD now.
Oh, nice.
IMBD
nice.
Has it now, where they show a shitload of movies and everything. Yeah, it's television shows.
But I wonder
only,
if that's...
It's only $100 a year. $100 a year.
Bang, bang.
You'll pay it monthly. Yeah.
But I wonder if that's true.
That's
I mean, you know...
Netflix.
I think that I think
pretty.
The damn technology's getting cheaper.
That's
you
it.
Know,
it's not that they're collecting fucking data. Even you know.
I think that's a bit of a stretch.
Fucking world.
Bit of a stretch on that one.
The TV.
Let's move on. what?
Remember, we used
no
to spend a
that.
Lot of money on film.
On what film?
Now you can take a billion pictures on your fucking phone for free.
What a goddamn curse that is. Again, fuck the internet, fuck technology. People come up to me all the time when I'm out drawing, you know. I'm there to draw a fucking living human being. Living, breathing human being. Sit your ass down in the chair, I'll draw your fucking stupid, ugly face.
That's
no.
What I'm here for.
Can you put Pudnocker Magoo in there with me? I got his picture on my gym crack. Fuck that. I hate drawing pictures off of gym cracks. So what you need me to draw it for? It's on your gym crack.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't
there
get
you
it.
Go.
People don't understand. They don't understand. That can ruin the fucking whole evening, man. Because, like, everybody would be coming up going, hey, could you draw a dick with Uncle Dorky on it? He's my gym crack. Oh, don't mind me. I just took a shit and was looking at my gym crack on the shitter. And I didn't wash my hands. But here, touch my fucking gym crack.
There you go.
Fucking touch your ass crack, man. Same fucking difference. What got into me?
I don't know, man. That was some outburst. Good God.
That was a good rant.
Are you hitting
well,
the
fuck you,
too?
Technology. Fuck you, technology. Don't ever let it happen again. All right. Now, here's the big
God
headline.
God bless the Unabomber.
All right. A while back. Not a while. In Pittsburgh, it's a while back, but it's a while back. A while back. Yeah. We told you about the naked restaurant in Paris. Do you remember that? It was a long time ago.
Yes.
Long.
Yes, I do.
Back. Well, sad news. If you didn't make it to the naked restaurant, too late now. They closed due to lack of customers. How do you like that?
Are you kidding me? Lack of customers?
Yeah. Yeah. They say they went to Naked Truth.
That's because you're naked all over the
place of France. Dining in the nude doesn't sell enough food. So there you go. Yeah.
Well, that's because of France, is they're so carefree anyway. You see, they're, you know, naked all over the place. Over here, they make you kill it.
Oh, Christ, man. You sit there eating a fucking kielbasa. Some guy is sitting there with his schlong hanging out, man.
No. Get some Jersey girls. Open it up in North Jersey.
No, because everybody in there is going to have shitty bodies. Everybody's going to have shitty bodies. You know,
nothing wrong
with
shitty bodies. Shitty bodies is beautiful.
Who wants to look at shitty bodies, man? When they sell pornography, do they put shitty bodies in there? No, they put nice bodies.
That's why I don't watch that much porn. I like amateur porn.
Well, that's why I'm not
real
porn,
people.
I have a shitty body.
I want shitty bodies. Somebody likes shitty bodies. There you go. That's on the record. My TV.
I guess there's a market for porn with me in it because I've got a shitty body. Yeah, there you go.
I did not know that.
I had no idea. Wow.
Happy birthday.
Right, well, cool.
Doing porn.
But if you want to eat naked in Paris, I guess you're gonna have to do it on the al fresco. It's joined. It's closed.
Let's open up a bistro in Paris. You and me, Decker. What do you say? Put our money together.
There you go. What is this? Oh, this has been good for... Fort Prefect is not here for some reason. I hope all is well in his universe.
Uh-huh.
And we send him good vibes. This is a story I thought he'd be interested in. There may be creatures on this planet more intelligent than humans.
They're amazing.
Well, none of the bottlenose dolphins voted for the guy, right?
Exactly. That's it.
Case closed. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's case closed. All right, case closed.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Judy.
Good song.
The Toitles. Well, original was the Toitles. That one was the Dolly Rots.
Yep. I found these girls a long time ago. I liked them on Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter in ages. The Frobots.
Somebody's thinking to join up over there on Twitter. That's the problem, man.
Uh-huh.
Loving it going over there, man.
You know what I did on Instagram? After watching
that
Uncle Bobo and all the religious freaks documentary?
Yeah.
I posted a picture of Jim Baker getting arrested in 1989. You know, when he was taking out handcuffed crying?
Yeah.
And I hashtagged this show. And then I went onto the page that had his show. And there, all these religious freaks are putting nice pictures up of him. There's old fucking Gumby's picture of him getting arrested.
You're turning into an internet troll, man. That cradle.
Turning
you into a monster, man.
Loving it.
Look at you, man.
Hashtag Jim Baker getting arrested in 1989. Then I hashtagged the show, and then afterwards I wrote get his doomsday chow act. Then I hashtagged this show. So it's a little advertisement for his doomsday chow.
I uploaded a couple things to the show at the last minute, and none of them are on here, man. It's really weird.
All right.
I don't have any explanation. Not that that slowed us down at all, but kind of strange. So let's see.
You are correct.
I got, working in January is cool, man. I like this idea, making money. And it's cold. Not driving in the snow, though. Man, that was so hazardous, man. Sheesh. I was all clenched up by the time I got there, you know, and when I got home after the ride back, I had a couple scotches. It's the one good thing about being a drinker. You can erase those... traumatic shit.
Yes, I missed that.
Man, that was, I was ready to, I got to turn around and go home, you know, basically. Oh, and then I got to the joint. I get up to this joint, it's this Polaris, which is this big fucking commercial area, right? Got every store imaginable. Tire joints and restaurants and malls and blah, 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 blah. Blather.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find this bowling alley. And I didn't write down the directions, but you take the first left and then you keep making rights until you get to the thing there. And then I'm in like 2 foot of snow, driving around a stupid parking lot, and so I pull out my gym crack, and I go, okay, Google, nothing. Okay, Google, not Google. Hey, motherfucking Google, nothing. I was so pissed off, I was ready to throw that thing out the window. So... I don't want to drive around. I got there like early, but now it's like coming due to the due. So I'm like, God damn it, this fucking sucks. I don't want to be driving around this fucking parking lot in the goddamn snow. You know, just more chance of me running into somebody or something. I finally give up my manhood, and I pull in front of this bar, park the car. I get out. I said, dude, where's the star? Where's the bowling alley, man? And he gives me the weirdest look, and he points over my shoulder. It's right behind me, man. He says, are you okay?
Yeah, there you go. And see that? That's why the nurse wants you to the elevator.
Oh, man. What the fuck, man? That's why I picked up the Senior Times today, man. I need that shit now.
You're like
God
Henry Fonda collecting berries.
I'm an old poop. Fuck, man. He's like, are you all right? Jeez. The feeling when you turn around and there it says Star Lanes, and you go, oh, Jesus God almighty. Cheese cracker. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. You know? I did say fuck me,
it.
Too. If there's ever an occasion to say fuck me, that's it. So, on that note, are you okay, Maggie C asks. Yeah, I'm okay. Once I was, not so much then. I fucking Jim Crack was okay. Google my ass. All right, let's yodel.
Yodel.
Auga. We're living in absurd times, sir.
Yeah.
Absurd.
You got that right.
Wow. All right. Why am I chewing gum on the air? That's rude. I didn't bring enough for everybody.
Spit it out, Commodore. Spit it in my hand.
I'm taking it out. And some of that good nicotine. Oh, yeah.
You're still chewing on that? 6 years now. Are you still chewing on that?
I know. 7 years. 7 years. I just
seven
realized.
Years.
Seven years. Seven
okay.
years and change. That's a long time to, but yeah, chew gum with natties. Nicotine gum with natties. Yeah, nicotine and natties.
There you go.
Yeah,
that works.
Cheap beer, good scotch, good weed, and nicotine gum. Those are my only vices.
Life is good.
And coffee. Oh, you know, I've discovered this thing, and here's a tip for all of you. This is really good shit. In the afternoon, do yourself a favor and get some hibiscus cinnamon tea. Hibiscus cinnamon tea. Okay? Yeah. It changes the whole game. I'm telling you what. It's so good. It'll lower your blood pressure. And I think it makes your dick hard, too. I'm not sure.
I'm on it, then. I'm writing it down. It's on my grocery list now. It makes my willy harder.
No, it is really good stuff. Like if you're having any digestion problems, cinnamon's real good for your boiler. And the hibiscus is the psychoactive part, I guess. I don't know. It's not psychoactive, but it's good stuff, man. And I know it's probably just horse shit. And I'm making myself believe.
Yeah.
But I've had, every time I drink that tea before a gig, I draw brilliantly.
All right.
I draw
You got to try some kratom in that tea, man.
Turns me into fucking Picasso. Well, no, not Picasso. I put the eyes in the right place. But you get the idea.
Just start drawing women with three tits.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't do that stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, it's, I don't know, it's been my lucky charm, so. I've been drawing shit, man. I think it's all the practice. I think just drawing and it's making me happier and feel better. I've avoided the winter doldrums so far this year. You know, 1999? Something like that? 2019? It's a good ass year so far, man. Yeah. Yeah. Got that Mueller report coming next month.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy, is that going to be wild. It's going to be wild, I tells you. It's going to be crazy.
It better not
be
a letdown. It better not be like the final episode of Soprano.
It just may well be. You never know.
We want to see someone get fucking whacked.
Yeah, hoofily. I read this one today, and I said an insider into the Mueller team says he ain't gonna settle this thing. He's sending dude to the hooscow. Wow. He's going down, and I don't know how reputable that tip was, but. Yeah, the idea of it was kind of entertaining, See that schmuck in an orange jumpsuit. Without his spray tan and his hippity-doo.
Uh-huh. Hear what a supporter got to say about this, too. They're still going to be...
What's that?
Oh, FBI was...
Oh, yeah, I know.
That was all sick.
He's
rigged.
He's got some loyal motherfuckers, man. You got to hand it to him.
Uh-huh.
Jeez. Natties. Whatevs. That don't bother me, but man. Jeez, here's a tackiest fucking motherfucker that ever come down a pike. Big Mac's in the White House. Jesus Christ. He, I mean... Even W. Bush, you know?
Uh-huh.
God.
Maybe
fucking Clinton.
Closed.
I mean, Clinton used to eat that shit, but he never served, you know. Uh-huh. Crying out loud. Nettie. But hopefully the government shutdown will be over and the kitchen staff of the White House can return. And then the president won't, you know, be able to quit having to reach into his own pocket for dinner. Because that's just, that's just
guy,
not fair.
He didn't reach in his own pocket to pay off Stormy Daniels, for fuck's sake. How is he going, why would he feed these people something fancy?
there you go. Natties. Energize! And it said energize. pretty good, man. I was like almost on the money.
Nice.
As far as hitting it. Yeah. Ah, weird show, man. Weird fucking show.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
There you go.
Because I put it together last night. I got home. I had 2 gigs this week, so I was drawing for a lot this week, and I was tired as fuck. Because, you know, it's really makes you more tired is working and trying to act like you're the most wonderful guy in the world. Adds like a whole other level of energy that you expel, being Mr. Wonderful, when you're really not Mr. Wonderful. See, that's the secret. Not Mr. Wonderful. And seemed like Mr. Wonderful to everybody, and got home, and I was just...
Oh, that worked.
I was exhausted.
You're Mr. Wonderful to Ted.
Bastard. But then I had a beer or two, and then I don't know if that ever happened to you when you were drinking. Sometimes, you know, most of the time when you drink, it makes you sleepy, you know, and you... Well, night-night.
You can get your second wind from it, too. Yeah.
Every once in a while, you get that second beer, and you're like, oh, boing, 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 boing. So I'm up till, 3-4 in the morning putting Possmeyer together. So that's my excuse for tonight's show.
That was a good one. That works.
I don't know about that. That's the last time. In fact, note the we need to blow up Wichita linemen. I just realized I don't like that song.
I never cared for it myself.
All right, we're blowing that up.
I like the way you played it and said, not a good opener.
What was I thinking?
You're the one at the controls,
man. Hey, what the fuck, man? What was I thinking there? Jeez. This shit's not. I don't care if Ray Charles. I don't care if it's Jeebus himself singing that fucker. It's just not. This ain't gonna happen, man. Could be Pavarotti up there. No. Yeah. Don't care.
Or Francis Albert.
Maybe Dino, but that's it.
Yeah.
Beyond Dino, fucking man, he could sing anything. The man.
Yeah, or Tim. Tiny Tim could. Yeah, that'll work.
Or Tiny. Well, that's.
Good thing, yeah.
Absolutely.
That was a good
Tim
you were playing.
I wish. Oh, man. I wonder if Tiny Tim's ever sang Town Without Pity. Man. Wouldn't that be great?
I'm playing it in my head now. Yeah, it would be.
I don't know where to. I just thought, oh, geez, I talk about a good cover. Boy, Rothfarb would be all over that thing, man.
You got that right. Rothfarb would retire after posting that one.
What is it about that song? All right, we got some more tunes here. You garring tomorrow? Slinging gars?
Yep.
Working man.
Working staff.
Well, poor Bogey's mom passed this weekend. Old gal went out.
She was.
Man, she hit the lottery. She hit the lottery of dying. You know? They told her, it was only a couple of weeks ago. So you got the stage 4. She had no pain. Drifted off to in her sleep over the weekend. Boom.
Good. Good for her.
God bless her, man.
That one.
So anyway,
I keep thinking about that, man. That's upsetting, man. The old mother that died in the car crash?
Oh, that was rookie, man.
I mean, that is that's horrible.
That was rookie. Jeez. She's like, oh, man, it's like my life is just starting all over again.
Yeah. I'd say that's bad.
That's a tragedy there. That's a tragedy. It's a tragedy of epic proportions, dear.
Uh-huh.
But Bogey's mom, she... years ago, she's sitting there talking about her husband, who, I believe, yeah, he'd passed away at that point. I don't know, maybe he's still alive. I don't know. I didn't know him too well. But anyway, she said something about he had a telephone pole and for his cock, you know. And she fucking made a gesture. He had a telephone pole. Man,
That's great, man.
I thought, man, this woman is something else, man.
That is great. I like that.
Telephone pole. Like, man, TMI, Evelyn. she's a good old gal, man. We had a couple of her jokes I hear on the show we shared.
Yeah?
She passed on. She was ready to go, and she went, man. God bless her. I hope I don't hang on that long. 90-some. Fuck that. I say that now.
Christ.
You know, I say that now, but 20 years, I'll be like, oh, jeez. Got possum hour tonight. Yeah, well.
I'm debating if I want to make 60, and that's in 13 months.
Yeah, I'll keep drinking that Kratom. You're going to get a bloody nose, I'll tell you. Budinsky over there. All right. I kid. Well, I guess it was a good show. I don't know if it was a good show or not. Who the fuck
I liked
knows?
It. It was fun.
I think the Norwegians liked it. So that's, if there's, you
and
know.
That's who we're playing for, man.
Yeah.
That's our
if there's
audience.
Any consolation. Yeah. I gotta tell Vlad not to call in anymore. That fucker. God damn him. Ruining our country. You get away with that. All right, well, that's it. Actually, that's more than it. I ran out of stuff to say about 45 minutes ago.
Save it all for Friday.
Oh, yeah, well, Friday. Yeah, we got the big show Friday. I think Judge Jeanine Pararo is going to be on. She's going to be the guest. She's going to show us her tits on the air, right here live.
All right.
On the
there you go.
Awesome hour. Judge Jeanine Pararo's tits. Awesome. Can't wait. I bet she's got really, really big round areolas and the brown nipples. Brown nipples.
That's the way I see it. And
dark nipples, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bet them bastards are farm, though.
Yeah. That's my kind of
she's
woman
like
right there.
She's in her 60s, man. She works out all the time, so it's going to be great.
Is she really?
Her tits.
That's okay.
Yeah. Oh, she's old, man. She's older than fuck.
Yeah?
Great tits, but mummy pussy. It'll just fall apart. You feel it up, and it just turns into dust.
Yeah.
You know, if you like fun bags, there you go.
Yeah, that's it.
Beauty.
It's good noise.
All right, man. Keep them coming, because, you know.
Yes.
I'm running out of gas over here. I'm on fumes. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Yay-yay-yay.
Wait! Where are you going?
I was going to make espresso.